Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You'll hear a conversation between a man, Ben, and a woman, Lucy, about football. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You'll hear the recording twice.
Hi, Lucy. Did you see the match last night?
Yes, I did actually, Ben. I enjoyed it.
I'm going to go after school and play a game with the others. Do you want to come?
Okay, but I don't like playing. I'll just watch.
I'll be playing in midfield, so I won't score many goals. Alex scored 25 last season. He's our best player.
I don't think so. It's not just about scoring goals. I would say you're the most important player, as you do most of the work.
I'm not looking forward to the practice sessions, though.
Why not?
At the start, we do so many fitness exercises. They're boring and take up most of the time. We play a game at the end, but only for a few minutes. I like playing after school with my friends much more.
Who's your favourite team, Ben?
Manchester United, of course. They're great. You're a Liverpool supporter, aren't you?
I was, because my dad was a fan, and when I was younger I had no choice.
And now you support Manchester too?
Yes, but City, I'm afraid, not United.
Have you ever been to a live game at a stadium?
No, I wouldn't mind going, but it can be a dangerous place. You hear so much about hooliganism.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. There's been a lot of changes over the years in policing, the use of cameras and crowd control. The hooligans are less able to cause trouble nowadays.
Maybe we should go to a game this month.
Yes, it would be great. We can go to see United against Arsenal in 2 weeks. My dad knows how to get tickets and...
Wait a minute. Does it have to be that game? I'm only interested in City. Imagine me being surrounded by rival fans.
Well, I'm sorry, but for me it's the Red Devils or nothing.
Let's leave it for now.
Now listen again.
Hi, Lucy. Did you see the match last night?
Yes, I did actually, Ben. I enjoyed it.
I'm going to go after school and play a game with the others. Do you want to come?
Okay, but I don't like playing. I'll just watch.
I'll be playing in midfield, so I won't score many goals. Alex scored 25 last season. He's our best player.
I don't think so. It's not just about scoring goals. I would say you're the most important player, as you do most of the work.
I'm not looking forward to the practice sessions, though.
Why not?
At the start, we do so many fitness exercises. They're boring and take up most of the time. We play a game at the end, but only for a few minutes. I like playing after school with my friends much more.
Who's your favourite team, Ben?
Manchester United, of course. They're great. You're a Liverpool supporter, aren't you?
I was, because my dad was a fan, and when I was younger I had no choice.
And now you support Manchester too?
Yes, but City, I'm afraid, not United.
Have you ever been to a live game at a stadium?
No, I wouldn't mind going, but it can be a dangerous place. You hear so much about hooliganism.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. There's been a lot of changes over the years in policing, the use of cameras and crowd control. The hooligans are less able to cause trouble nowadays.
Maybe we should go to a game this month.
Yes, it would be great. We can go to see United against Arsenal in 2 weeks. My dad knows how to get tickets and...
Wait a minute. Does it have to be that game? I'm only interested in City. Imagine me being surrounded by rival fans.
Well, I'm sorry, but for me it's the Red Devils or nothing.
Let's leave it for now.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.